Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Yo, bitch, how's it going?
So 13 seconds in, I need to share this with the world, Samantha. Right now, we are at a stalemate. And why, some might ask? Because we're sitting in the car.
Yeah.
That's starting to get foggy,
yeah.
And I'm having issues, and you're having issues. You're having issues because you like to see. I'm having issues because I'm thinking somebody's going to drive by and wonder why there's a foggy car in the Lowe's parking lot. And that just seems weird.
Yeah, just like that guy driving by.
Thinking, hi! Stop staring. That's not even a path.
It isn't a path.
It's not a path because there's a snowbank. There's a snowbank right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Samantha, stop with the controls. We're going to fog up. We're talking. It's warm. It's hot. It's cold. I don't know.
Okay.
Only thing I know for sure is that you got some ridiculous looking ass shoes on.
They're my sparkle running shoes.
Lisa. Why are you, when did
be
you,
nice.
When did you get those?
Like before Christmas.
Why did you get them for like New Year's Eve?
I got them for $8. That's why.
They're ugly.
I wanted a pair of Van looking shoes and they had sparkle on them and I thought, perfect!
They're ugly.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They make my heart happy.
They look like tinfoil shoes.
You know what, Lisa? I needed some happiness in my heart this week.
I don't think that that's not enough sparkle to make your heart happy, I don't think, Samantha. Here's the thing. This is what I don't get with those shoes.
Uh-huh. As you stare at them, they're not going away.
First off, I don't get the amount of sparkle. And I think that if you were to walk really, really quickly or even sprint, which you're not going to do because you're a fat girl.
Because I'm a fat girl.
It would be like a strobe light. Because they're that, like, disco ballish.
I'm not Flash Gordon.
They're like, no, you're not. But they're kind of disco ballish. Like, we should hang one. I don't want to hang one now that it's been on your bare foot. But we could hang one and spin it and see if it's like a disco ball.
And FYI, I am not wearing socks. I don't care how fucking cold it is.
FYI, that's the smell I thought it was. Stinky feet.
It's not stinky feet.
I hope you spray those shoes.
I do.
Wow, you're going to wear those in the summer?
Of course I am.
They look heavy.
No, they're not.
I don't think, and I'll take a side of sparkle with that. Please,
really?
Mother Nature.
This shoe is no different than the Converse you wear.
Yeah, my Converse are white or
brown, gray, speckled.
Because that's
you
paisley.
You have like a speckled pair.
It's paisley. That's
that
paisley.
That look like you threw paint on them.
Yeah, because I'm creative that way.
Whatever.
You're just wearing clunky old sparkle shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Got my sparkle. You wear a sparkle shirt with that? You're going to get a sparkle tank?
Maybe.
Summertime
you
sparkle
know what?
Tank?
The options are endless, Lisa.
They certainly are, Samantha.
They're metallic, so I can wear them with anything.
Oh, because is that like a neutral? Look at that. Good to know. Good
is
to know.
Neutral?
Is that a neutral? So is that like a black and a white?
Look at your,
it's like a beige?
Your clothing retail's coming in handy.
Just showing off a little of my brilliance.
Okay. It's a neutral.
The sparkle shoes are wearing off on me too, Samantha. It's putting a little bit of happy in my heart.
God.
Oh my God.
Okay, get off my sparkle shoes.
Okay,
then.
Enough. I just needed to say,
God.
It's like your shacket, right? It's like you've introduced a new member to the family. Look at, welcome.
And they ain't going away, so no? Deal.
All right, nice to meet you, sparkle shoes.
Deal with it. I don't care.
Very sparkly. I want to see them in the night.
Mm-hmm. Ask me how my week's been.
How's your week been?
Awesome. It's kids' spring break. It's
fantastic. Oh, I thought about you. Because even the bay was busier than it ever needs to be, right? And it was all that type of thing. And I thought, oh, I bet you I know somebody who's having a cow about now.
This is where you don't go grocery shopping if you don't need to. Or go to a mall.
No. But the bus
or anywhere.
But the bus has been nice, hey? Because there's not a kid on it. And I'm like, sweet. Mind you, with that being said, this morning, the aroma of this morning's bus was brought to you by marijuana. Yeah. Samantha, I walked onto the bus and I was like inhaling like the world's worst case asthmatic patient. I'm like trying to get like there was a magic bong and I don't even know what that is, right? Because I'm not a, I don't even know, but it was like I walked in and I thought it was like a magic bong.
God.
Yeah, it was like, hallelujah, Justin Trudeau. It's not even legal yet, but we're just practicing.
We're practicing.
Right? It's like when I practice for my advent calendar, right? So these guys are practicing smoking pot in public places early to make sure that when July 1st comes, they got it good.
And where is this person going at 8:30 in the
right?
morning?
Yeah.
Smelling like they doused themselves in pot puree.
I know. But here's what's funny, right? Is that when I was looking at all the people on the bus, not a lot, right? Because I said, right, spring break, so not a lot of kids. I couldn't even tell you who it would be. So there wasn't like, you know, I hate this sounds horrible. It's going to sound so stereotypical. But you know how sometimes you're like, oh, I bet you it's him. There wasn't even, oh, I bet you it was him on the bus.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, so is it the banker? Is it the guy who gets off to stop before me and goes to the bank? Who is it?
What if it was the bus driver?
Could be. Could be the bus driver, too.
Yeah.
Could have been me. But it wasn't. I'll at least wait till it's legal.
Awesome!
Then we'll have that discussion.
Okay.
To pot or not to pot?
To pot or to not.
Join us in July, friends of the podcast, yeah, when we talk about that.
I don't know. I kind of want to keep all the brain cells I got, so.
Yeah, you know what, though? But, like, pot in stuff I might not be opposed to. I might not smoke it, but I might eat it. I might chew it. Right? I might lick it. I don't know. I'm just saying, right? All those things I might do. Right? Tune in for July. See if I shake my head with Lisa and Sam or licking pot.
Hey, we should try those pot gummy bears I heard about.
Yeah, and then we can do like, and I think I know where we can get some too. I'm just saying. I cannot give up my connection.
We can't give up our source.
Can't give up the source,
sorry,
right?
Folks.
Sorry. But I'm saying.
Not
till it's legal at least, right? But I might have a connection. Hey, we'll give them a try. I don't know.
I think we should try.
And then podcast stoned. Right, well, there's people who drink in podcasts. They drink wine and talk about murder.
It's no difference.
What difference could it be? We're just having a brownie.
Excuse me while I eat.
Because, of course, as fat girls, we're going to eat the pot. I don't want to do all that energy of inhaling it. I just want to eat it.
I just want to eat it. Yeah, right? Put it in a cupcake and call it a day.
Like a bonbon. Right? Fat girl on the couch just eating pot. That's what I see happening.
Okay, but Lisa.
Samantha.
Today. On the way.
Every season's been covered today.
Oh my god, I suck. It sucks.
It's horrible.
Okay, so it looked not bad. It's freaking cold.
It's cold. It's cold.
But I came to get you within minutes of coming to get you. I'm like, is that snow?
I brought the snow.
And then all of a sudden it was a blizzard. Now it's gone.
And now it's gone, right? But, okay, but this morning, right? So you know how every morning I go to my Twitter feed, right? And I read the news and stuff like that. So there was something about our weather on the global news.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this?
Look at, we're popular.
I know. Saskatoon has had the coldest temperature anomalies. I don't even know what that word means, but I think it's not good.
No.
On Earth in the last 7 days. So, Samantha, what that means is that for the last 7 days, our Saskatoon's poor temperature has been the furthest away from normal for this time of the year in the world.
Of course it has, right? Been. It's so freaking knock,
knock.
Cold.
Hi, Santa. We're colder than you. Knock, knock. Hello, Mr. Penguin. Colder than you. Right? Knock, knock. Poor polar bear. Colder than you. That's us right now.
Enough.
And tomorrow morning, when I take the bus at 8 o'clock in the morning, they say it could be minus 40.
Oh, my God.
I'm done with that shit.
That's
in
December.
April.
That's yeah. January.
That's January. That's not April. Not April.
Well, it was, and all this week I've had to get up the crack freaking dawn and be at work by 5
or 6. Oh, yeah, you've been doing your 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. And it has been freaking cold.
So, it's ridiculous.
And I am so done with this weather.
But it's happening everywhere,
right? I wake up and I'm thinking, please don't be cold. Yeah, you're cold. Yeah. So, this is what I'm doing.
Okay, Tom.
I am rebelling.
You're wearing a sparkle shoe and no sock.
Okay, I'm wearing a sparkle shoe and no sock today. But I am not wearing a scarf with my jacket. I'm only wearing mitts, and that is in protest.
You gotta still keep the gloves. I one day didn't do the gloves, and by the time I got to work, I'm like, holy Christ, my hands are frozen.
Exactly.
It's still too cold.
It's still too cold.
Yeah.
The sun is shining most of the time, except for today when it had a freak snowstorm. And so you go outside and you're thinking, oh, it's going to be warm. Nope, it's freaking cold.
Yeah, and you know what my husband says?
My nose is cold.
This is what Mike says, what I say to Mike every morning. So is it cold out? Yeah, but it's April cold, not January cold. -40 is -40. It doesn't matter what day.
Sunshining or not.
Doesn't matter what month.
It's still cold.
Right? When it says feels like, boy, it still feels like that. It doesn't, like, the weather network doesn't say, oh, but it's April. Jerk. That's what I think. Right? Because that's his way of making me feel like you don't need a ride.
Stop complaining.
Stop complaining. You don't need a ride. That's where he's going with that, right? Exactly.
When does your husband give you a ride in the morning?
The odd time. Like if he has stuff to do.
And really?
Yeah, like, so if he gets home and he has stuff to do, he'll give me a ride. But not often. Not often. I'm pretty independent that way, right? Pencil me in the bus. Pretty independent. Yeah. That's what I do.
Okay.
Okay.
You did something last night. over texting.
I felt it was important.
Because I was like, why are we watching The Blacklist at 8 o'clock? And I'm like, it's not on my channel, so I PVR'd it. So this is apparently what we've come down to.
Not on my channel either.
Yeah. So this is what we've come down to. We PVR and we text during the shows.
Yeah.
But you sent me a text I don't want you to send me anymore.
Okay, which one? Well, we texted.
I don't need you to tell me when you have to pee.
Okay.
I don't need to know the ins and outs of your life.
But here's
the thing. In your own home.
Because, Samantha, here's the thing. You're always really hung up on, are you at this commercial yet? Are you at this part yet? So,
well,
because
I start saying stuff and you're like, I have no clue. I'm not there yet.
I know, because sometimes, just because I say, the minute you say we're going to pee, I PVR'd it, I just think, okay, if it's 8:02, it'll be fine. I don't know that you're still so regulated that it's still 8. Right?
Really?
Yeah. So
this
that's
coming
why,
from you.
I know. So that's why there's a difference. So we were watching it, and then I had to pee. So I just thought it was a commercial, and I know you're gonna like fast forward through the commercials and start, and then you're gonna be ahead of me, and then I'm not gonna know when your next text message is. I'm not gonna know what you're talking about. So I just felt I needed to say, 2 minutes. I just gotta pee. If I can't tell you that I just gotta pee, who can I tell?
So then, stop what I'm watching.
Right? And I thought maybe you had to pee.
Nope.
Right? Or it's a good time to stretch your legs. I don't know. Right?
Like we're at some kind of long event or something. Stretch your legs, folks.
Stretch your legs, folks.
It's a seventh inning stretch.
Right? Well, let's be honest, Samantha, right? By 8 o'clock, we put in a couple solid hours of TV already, right? Who are we fooling?
That's true.
Right? So, okay. I'm just saying.
But so I think we've got categories for our TV show.
Yeah,
watching.
We had to change it.
We have a thumbs up.
A thumbs down.
A thumbs down.
Or a PVR.
Or PVR. And where is Roseanne right now?
So this is why we had to change the categories.
Yes, because it's Roseanne.
So last week we didn't get to talk about the debut of Roseanne.
No, we did not.
Right? So we're a week behind, mm-hmm. But I think that's why we have the category, because we watched it last week. 25 million people in the States watched it. 2.2 million in Canada. Apparently Canada didn't care quite as much.
No.
But that's a lot for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week, we didn't love it.
No.
Right?
I did not.
And I don't know if that's because we were Canadian and it was very American.
It was so American.
Right? Which normally, though, wouldn't bother me, right? Because...
Well, that's what you love.
I love that, right? But after it aired and, like, listen, like, they were on CNN and the world loved them. The world loved, right? And remember I said to you,
yeah.
I think we need to rethink this because...
Mm-hmm. They love them.
We've missed something because the world loves them.
I know.
Right? But what was our feedback? Our feedback was, do you need to cram every single joke of the season into one episode?
Yeah. And it was showing the dynamic, like you said, between the family who is a Trump supporter or a Democrat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the split in the family.
Yeah.
In the first episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were jokes here, there were jokes there, but it was just so in your face.
And very like insert joke here, it seemed, right?
It didn't, like it was forced a little.
And I love Roseanne Barr. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, she is.
And I found in the first episode, I was just like, oh, it's like you've been out of this for a bit. And and I hated the laugh track.
Is that what it was? I thought they were taping live.
Yeah, but I think they still put a laugh track in it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's funny. So moral of the story, we were kind of like,
And then I watched it again.
Because we decided to give it one more.
Yeah. Because I think we're those people.
Yeah. So we did. And what did we decide?
I actually didn't think it was too bad.
I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was great.
So it's like a half thumbs up, half thumbs down.
Hence, it's a PVR.
It's a PVR.
It's a show that will be PVR'd so we can fast forward through the commercials. I don't love it enough to put up with the commercials.
No.
They may get me to buy into it if I can just make it a 20-minute show instead of a 30-minute show, right?
Yes, I agree. But there were, actually, I have to mention the part where in the second episode, Roseanne is talking to her granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
And it was about the granddaughter having clothes in the dryer or something.
Right.
And she was talking back to Roseanne.
Yeah.
And she's like, here. And she was being like just a total nightmare of a grandkid.
Yeah.
And she's like, here, wash your dish. So the girl turns to the sink, pretends to start washing it. And Roseanne basically like...
Jumps her.
Yeah. Grabs the hose and starts wetting her down.
Yeah.
That physical comedy
was good.
Was hilarious.
It was awesome. That was awesome.
And I'm like, I'll watch it if it's like that.
Yeah. Because I thought that was true Roseanne, right? Yeah, I thought, and I love the part when she was, like, on, like, the little scooter going up the stairs.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm coming, and I mean business. And I'm like, I thought that was good, too. Because I look forward to that. I want one of those one day.
Do you?
Yeah, for sure. Right? For sure I do. I always wondered, would it hold?
To be honest,
I think it would.
I kind of saw my mom and Roseanne in that moment.
I can see your mom scooting it on upstairs, eh?
Well, no. When she...
Just her attitude?
No. When grabbing the grandkid.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
And, like, wetting him down. I'm sorry, what did you say to me?
Yeah, exactly, right? Samantha.
No, but as kids, we knew.
Yeah.
Grandkids, they think. The generation now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They have no clue.
It's way different. So I think we're going to give it another week.
I think we are.
Yeah. But I'm not sold. It's a PVR.
I agree.
Yeah.
PVR.
Yeah. PVR.
Okay.
No.
But the show where we were texting.
Yes.
Was The Blacklist, because finally a new episode.
Last time it was on, you told me that was the finale.
No, I thought it was.
Okay, but it couldn't have been because it was on again today. It was on last
week. I know. Whatever. Don't listen to me.
Don't worry. I don't usually take you so serious, but okay. I did.
Anyways.
Yeah.
We started watching it. And
yeah, you're a creep. You are a creep.
Oh my God. What the hell is going on?
You're a creep.
I don't think I can watch this show.
I know. And you sent me that text. And you were like, ew, ick, ew, ick.
Ew.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, Samantha. All I thought was, this is what I thought in my head.
It's still icky.
Yeah. But I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, and of course, how is it? My mind, that sometimes I think is just not quite the same as your mind. My mind is like, didn't think, just thought, oh, it's kind of creepy. But didn't think, ew, ick. Because ew, ick meant you thought that little kid was in bed with the dad. Ew, ick.
Hi, he was 100 years old.
But it's not her dad. It was a child bride.
That's disgusting.
I'm still saying.
It's still disgusting.
Up there with your sister wives.
Oh, same disgusting. Type
of, thing. Of course it's still disgusting. But just the thought that your mind went there, that's creepy.
My mind did not go there.
It went there.
It was just creepy that the guy was old.
And then they kissed.
Ew.
That was creepy.
Ew.
And then, as I'm sure you too, I'm like, I can't do, oh yeah, I can. Weird. It was weird.
Well, they almost lost me.
Yeah, but they didn't.
No.
No, you stuck it through.
Yes, I did.
You stuck it through. Now, was that the last one?
No.
No.
There's still lots more to go.
So I don't know where you get your information from.
I don't know. Lisa,
from.
Calm down.
Samantha.
Whatever.
Okay, well, guess what?
What?
I got a big weekend. I got a big Sunday. I got a big Sunday.
Why?
Because it's Sports Sunday. So first off, right? The Masters is on. That's golf. I don't know if you know about that.
Yes, thank you. I know what the Masters is.
Oh, but here's something funny, right? So Tiger Woods is... And I like golf, right? Uh-huh. I go through these phases. Now that Tiger Woods is back, and he hasn't won anything, but you know what? He's doing good. He's finished top 10. He finished number 2. It's the Masters, right? People at one point, a couple months, maybe a month ago, were saying he was favored to win. He's back. And all I can think of is I'm excited to watch it because he brings a certain amount of, like, drama to the Masters, right?
Really?
Yeah, because remember, he was creepy. Right? So he was creepy. And then that got me thinking... God, out of all, like, he was creepy for so many reasons, right? Like, he cheated on his wife, and then he had pill addiction, but he had a sex addiction.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He probably still does.
Here's my thing, Samantha. This is where my mind went when I thought about that. Out of all the addictions in the world, sign me up for heroin or crack. Don't sign me up for a sex addiction. Who got the time? And that's all I can think of. Out of all the addictions, Tiger Woods, you pick the sex one.
Well, because maybe he has time for it.
Apparently, and a big libido for it. His libido gets on going, right? Right? It's like a Timex watch. Yes. Takes the licking and keeps on ticking.
So basically, you want to stay with the lazy attitude that you have now.
Yeah.
And because you're a lazy fat girl.
I'm a lazy fat girl.
You'll never have a sex addiction.
I don't want to have, even if I was a skinny girl, I don't want to have a sex addiction. I just don't, right?
I'm sure your husband can concur.
I don't think he wants an addiction like that either, right? Right? We're getting old, Samantha. We're getting old, right? So I'm just saying. But that was my funny Tiger Woods thought, is I'm just like, God, like, sign me up for heroin first. And I'll take heroin. Give me some heroin before the sex.
Okay, yeah. So Tiger Woods Masters.
Yeah, so that finishes on Sunday.
Woo.
Right? Yeah, see who wins. My Blue Jays.
Oh, God.
So.
How are they doing?
Better than last year. They're above 500. And last year, they never got to 500.
I don't even know what you're
talking
about.
You have no clue.
I have no clue.
You have no clue. I know. I can tell from the blank look on your face. Right? At first, I thought maybe it was your sparkle shoes distracting you.
Oh, shut up. I have no clue.
Let's just say they're doing okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But the highlight of Sunday,
uh-huh,
7 hours of WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
It's WrestleMania Sunday. That's like the showcase of the immortals. It's like, that's what it is.
You said that so... Seriously.
I know.
I cannot.
I know.
Oh,
it is. It's the showcase of the immortals.
You know that WrestleMania is fake.
No, it's not. It's entertainment.
Okay, it's
It's not. You don't need to whisper. It's just.
It's fake.
It's not. It's entertainment.
Oh, is that what it's mm-hmm. called?
Yeah, it's entertainment. Uh-huh. It's not fake. Like, it's like not fake. No, like you can't tell it's fake. No, you can't tell it's fake. The only thing that makes it fake is that if that really happened, they'd be really banged up. Yes, they take their bumps and bruises. It's going to be awesome. That's my whole Sunday.
So you have golf.
Diet Red Bull's in the fridge. Mike bought some Diet Red Bull for us.
What the hell are you drinking Red Bull for?
Because we might be tired. It's a lot of TV watching.
God.
It's a lot of TV watching.
You're going to have a freaking heart attack.
Well, you know what I always say, right? If it's my day, it's my day.
Oh, my God. Over...
Wrestling,
baseball, Blue Jays, and golf.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't understand you.
I'll keep you posted.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you know.
No.
I'll send you updates.
I will not understand.
I know you won't, but I'm going to let you know how it went.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. But I think we need... I think you need to explain to me how the hell the Hyper Hype Girl is now officially... controlling where we eat lunch at least once a week.
Because
how is this happening in my world?
Because it's fun.
You get into my car, you go, here's three envelopes. Pick one.
Yep.
I know. Like, we're doing this again. I thought it was a one time
deal. It was not a one and done. It was not a one and done.
Oh my God.
I know.
So we did that again.
Because it's fun. It's so much fun.
Well, you know what? To be honest, it really made me freaking laugh.
Oh.
Really hard. Because it was like, it was one, please, two,
pick,
and three was me.
Yeah.
So please pick me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty good, Michelle.
I know, right?
All right. And then you made me pick.
Girls were super creative. Mm-hmm. Just comes off the top of her head.
Off the top
shit
of
like that does. Right? And she'd been thinking about it. She said, but the kicker was she'd never tried any of the places. So I'm not sure if I like the guinea pig version of this game or not. Right? Because that's a little scary for me.
Yes.
Because I don't like new things, but the guinea pig version of it, not sure if that's the addition I want to play.
Well, okay.
And so her and I will be chatting tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
Because we picked.
We picked.
We were lucky.
Oh, hallelujah.
We picked Bar Burrito.
So again, Mexican again.
And all you were hoping for is that it was?
Canadian Mexican. North American Mexican. Yeah. Right? Like a tater tot with that, please. That's what I was wanting. A tater tot with that Mexican.
There was no tater tots.
There was no tater tots. But no. You know what there was? Nachos with a side of man nipples. What was with that dude? Oh my goodness.
His shirt was a little tight.
Friends of the podcast, so were his track pants if you looked
close.
Oh, were
they? I wasn't looking.
I'm a looker. I'm always looking. My eyes always zoom in. And I just thought, first off, your gray t-shirt is too tight because how's your nipples, dude? And your track pants are a little snug fitting too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, you know what I was paying attention to? Mm. The fact that he seemed a little flustered.
I don't think he'd like the person he was working with.
No, I don't think that. I think it was, I think they were unfamiliar with busy.
Yeah, because it was busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a really tiny place.
It was really, really like, small.
Where are we going to sit?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got there. First thing she says is, I'm not going to like this.
I just didn't feel it inside. I'm just like, because I was concerned about the chairs. I'm like, okay, I don't like the seating arrangement already.
Watching you get onto the bench and off the bench was hilarious.
It was awkward.
It was very, you looked so awkward.
I felt so awkward.
Oh my God.
I felt so awkward.
Have you ever sat on a bench before?
But the thing is that it was like padded, but it was like a fabric padding. So I felt like my pants were sticking to it. That was the awkwardness, right? Because I felt I was like kind of dragging my pants along with me as I was trying to get up. Like you know, like when like a little dog like goes out to the bathroom and then he drags his ass inside. That's I felt like I was dragging my ass along the carpet. That's what I felt like, Samantha.
It was just
an awkward experience.
Your ass along the
That's
carpet.
What it felt like. Okay. Scooting. I was scooting.
Scooting. Scooting.
Trying to scoot and not scooting well.
Okay.
It was okay.
It was fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you learn, though?
That I'm now team quesadilla. Because I tried. I don't get the burrito because as soon as you ordered the burrito and they're like, with beans, pass. Ugh, that's gross.
It was really good. It was a decent burrito.
Okay. So I got the soft tacos and they were like all gummy and I don't love gummy.
I told you to get the hard tacos.
I know, but then that's just like a nacho chip.
And then I believe I first pointed out, hey, Lisa, look it, there's quesadillas.
I know, but then you said, I think you'll like the nachos. No, or I think you'll like the taco.
No.
Yeah,
I said, oh, but look, there's tacos. No,
yeah, yeah.
Don't listen to me.
I'm learning that.
Oh, my God.
And normally I don't, but sometimes...
Make your own fucking decisions,
but sometimes when we're in, like, a situation like that, I feel I just need a little bit of support and guidance. And I think that you didn't have...
I've never eaten there before. I know. I have no clue.
I know, but I trust you.
I blame the Hyper Hype Girl, so I know, there right? you go.
Yeah. So I don't want to play the guinea pig version.
So, again, I think this was more a Sam place...
But it was okay.
...than a Lisa place.
But it was okay. It was, but
we could have gone.
No, but what did I hate? No, before we even say where we could have gone, what did I hate about there? What was odd was that all of a sudden my eyes started watering and burning.
That's right.
Because the place is so small and you're pretty much sitting in the kitchen. And I'm like, I pretty much just felt like, hey, dude, move over. I can cut those onions because my eyes are watering like I am already doing that. Right? Remember, we had to leave because I'm like, I can't cope with my eyes. Oh, there was a burn in my eyes.
That's funny.
But where we could have gone was some place that served sheep.
It was called Little Sheep, but what we didn't know,
oh my God.
When it was famous for its Mongolian hot pot.
And what did I say to you? What would I have ordered if I got in there? I would have a temper tantrum with a side of meltdown, please. What the hell would I have eaten? And a water.
And a water.
And a water. Right?
And I'm like, why is there a sheep in there?
Why is there a sheep on their big sign?
I'm like so glad we didn't pick
Me
that
too.
One. Because you would feel like, no, we can't cheat.
No, I would have felt we couldn't cheat. I promised her that we'd go to the first one we pick. All
Thank
of that.
Thank God I didn't pick that.
I wish it was the Fat Burger that you picked. But we've been there.
We've been to Fat Burger.
Yeah, I probably have never shared that with her.
You should tell her that.
Michelle, we've been to Fat Burger. There we go. I just shared it now. Never. She'll know better for next time.
I'm just like, holy, thank God we didn't go to the Mongolian hot pot.
But you know what I think now? Maybe what she should do instead of lunches? I think that she should do breakfast.
Well, because we're stuck with the breakfast now, too.
Yeah.
We're a little...
Right? We're getting stuck with breakfast.
I think, okay, the reason why she started giving us lunch suggestions is because she felt that we were stuck in a rut.
Stuck in a rut. You guys always go to the same place.
Yeah, and apparently she hates that, so... Yeah,
right? So it's a new fun thing. I tweeted it. I put it on Instagram. People were replying back. Does the Hyper Hype... John from Brand X Pod, does the Hyper Hype Girl get to go with you? No, we'd love her to, but she's always working.
She's always working.
So we'll have to pick a day when she can come.
I think it'd be fun.
I know.
And we should go to a place none of us have gone to.
Oh, I hate that.
Maybe she'll make us go to the Mongolian hot pot.
She's more adventurous in her food than I am. But I think she should pick a breakfast.
Yeah, she should.
Right? Because we like breakfast.
I wonder where she would make us go.
But I don't want her to screw up my breakfast.
Well, because breakfast is near and dear to your heart.
It's super near and dear. But you know what? It's so near and dear to my heart right now that I'm eating cereal in the morning.
You're eating in the morning?
And I'm eating cereal as a snack, and I'm eating it... Unmilked raw? Yeah.
Unmilked?
Unmilked.
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 Did you just say... Hold your horses.
Okay,
here.
Why?
Unmilked means what?
No milk on the cereal. Raw.
Okay.
Raw.
So...
Unmilked.
Cereal isn't raw, though.
It is.
We've had this conversation about cereal before.
We have, and sometimes I like my cereal raw. I like it uncooked. No. Or unmilked. I like it unmilked.
It's already cooked.
But I like it unmilked. And I have right now a Frosted Flakes addiction. And I'm eating it unmilked at times. Just a handful of it.
Because it's got sugar on it.
But here's the funny thing is I'm sneaking sugar. Mike's always like, what keeps happening to the sugar? Right? Because I'm used to have like one of those things you can tell where he fills it up. Uh-huh. What keeps happening to the sugar? I don't know why. Then I lie and I'm like, oh, I must have spilt some. Because I put some in the bottom of the bowl.
You're putting sugar with sugar?
Yeah, because I like it when I scoop it up, and then you scoop the bottom, you get a little bit of sugar in there, too.
How are you not diabetic?
I don't know, right?
Oh,
or 9,000 pounds.
Oh,
right? Oh. Well, it's just a new addiction.
Like, how new?
Like, maybe, like, 3 weeks new.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I love Frosted Flakes. And then I eat them like a mad woman, right? Because I hate sog. So I'm like, I got milk all over my face. Eh? I'm like, dah, dah. Looks like you're like a really loud cruncher. I'm like, don't talk. I'm trying to get it done. Right?
Oh, my God.
So it's like the quietest time for... I will not talk for like that 5 minutes while I'm like...
Serious?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, my God.
I still love my Fiber One bars, too.
Sugar with sugar.
Yeah. And Fiber One bars, too, for snack.
Because that's got a lot of sugar in it, too.
Yeah,
right?
But guess what? Makes my poop regular, Samantha.
Don't tell me that.
And I'm a testament to that.
Don't tell me that.
Put me in for the commercial. makes your poop regular, Samantha. Right? Oh, I'm just saying, right?
I like sugar on my sugar.
And I like my poop soft and regular. Amazing what one little bar does.
Oh my god. You're so gross. Okay. Why are you telling me stuff? Don't tell me stuff.
It's a shock
value.
Sometimes
I like to not know things.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I like to be oblivious.
I know. But every now and then I like to just catch you off guard.
Okay, but what are your favorite things?
For breakfast? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's a funny story. I Googled. Because I said to you, I was curious about it, right? Mm-hmm. So I Googled top 5 breakfast foods.
Okay.
There's a problem with my phone. I need to get a new phone.
Why?
Because I don't know how to change the setting. It's not set to fat girl standards. Because you know what the answers were?
What?
Greek yogurt. Fruit salad. Veggie omelet.
Oh, yeah.
Whole wheat English muffin and peanut butter.
I would eat that.
Fine, I can do that too. And quinoa cereal with cinnamon.
Never.
Don't even know what a quinoa is.
Quinoa's disgusting.
Is that like that little, like, and you cut it in half and it's green in the inside and it's furry?
Quinoa's like a grain.
Oh, it's not a, oh, it's
no,
not,
it's disgusting.
Okay, that was like a kiwi or something.
Quinoa's disgusting.
So disgusting. So all those things came up and I'm like, okay, my settings aren't right.
Nope.
Because what should have came up is like eggs Benedict, right? Bacon.
Bacon.
So things like that. But then, do you know that the top things ordered in a restaurant?
Mm.
Here's something that I didn't know. Must be American. Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits.
Yeah. And I saw a picture and I'm like, why would I want to eat that for my breakfast? That looks like my supper. Right? I didn't get it for a breakfast.
Biscuits.
And then pancakes and toast. Just your regulars. What
the
about
regs.
You?
The regs.
What are your favorites?
Well, my go-to food in the morning is not cornflakes with sugar.
No, it's not cornflakes. It's, okay, yes, it would be technically, but they're great.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. Me and Tony.
So, Frosted Flakes with sugar.
Yeah.
No. Milked or unmilked, doesn't matter.
Not your thing.
Not my thing. Mm. No. I eat all the time.
I know what you eat. I've seen your breakfast. I've seen your breakfast
whole
when we've been
toast
away.
Toast with organic peanut butter.
And sometimes you put a little egg on it.
No, not with the peanut butter.
Oh, but then you cut up a banana.
Yeah, I cut up a banana. Yeah. That's my go-to right now. Yeah. And if I don't have a banana, I put honey on it.
Oh.
And then when
I couldn't
I'm really
even be
feeling,
near you, because I'd be like...
When I'm feeling adventurous, I eat eggs.
I'd get anaphylactic shock if I was eating my breakfast near you because of your honey. Because I'm allergic, right?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Why do we... Stop.
Mm. Sorry, I can't help it. I know. And then you always, even like when we go out for breakfast, you always put that little egg... On your toast.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I like poached eggs on toast.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon or sausage?
Sausage.
Really, hey?
Yeah.
Why do you like sausage better than bacon?
No, I mean, I don't mind bacon, but I like sausage.
Like, I could eat a bacon sandwich.
No, I would eat sausage.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like sausage. I think it's gross. I think it's, what happens if it's not all the way cooked? Because you
it's
don't know.
Always, it's always cooked.
You don't know till you get inside it.
Oh my God.
Right? And then it spurts.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, French toast or pancakes?
Pancakes, probably. Yeah. With blueberry only.
Why is that?
Because I don't like regular pancakes. I think they're boring.
Oh, they're not exciting. They're not, like, all sparkly like your
well,
shoe.
Well, because if I have a weekend day off,
yeah,
I buy, like, buckwheat pancake mix because I eat healthy that way. I don't
it's
know why.
So good going, fat girl.
I know. And then I
put... That sounds thick and dry. Like
No, not the way I make it.
Look at here. Oh. Chef Sperling.
Yeah, and I put vanilla and cinnamon in the mix,
oh, yeah,
so it's got a really good taste to
that'd
it.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, it's yummy.
Why don't you make good ones like that when we go on vacation?
Because you like your boxed pancake crap.
Well, you've never said that. You've never offered an alternative.
Well, fine, Elton, whatever. It's easy. You just put cinnamon in it.
I like cinnamon.
Okay, fine.
And I like vanilla.
All right.
I don't know about in my pancake. But,
and that's your problem.
But it's...
Because you, God forbid, Lisa, that you should go outside the bubble you live in.
I know, right?
To experience a new food.
Samantha?
This is why we... Okay, Michelle, this is why we go to the same place all the time. Because she says she wants to try something new, but she hates everything.
Because in theory, this is my theory.
No, it's not. There's no theory.
Yes, I have a theory.
No, there's no
right?
theory.
I'm almost 50,
there's
and if
no
I've
theory.
Lived this long without it, I feel I'm okay.
There you go.
Right?
So why bother? Mm. You know what? Because she's...
You know what? It,
she's yeah. new to you, so she doesn't understand that you're being a good sport.
But... I do like to try new things.
No, you don't.
Yes, but there,
no,
it,
you don't.
It never serves me very well.
No, that's the problem.
Right? So I'll go and try it, but it's gross. Right? Like, I tried a Snickers. Yuck. Right? So,
Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. Scrambled or poached?
Poached.
I like scrambled in a restaurant.
I like my dad's scrambled eggs.
Oh, you make good scrambled eggs. I've had your scrambled eggs before.
Well, because dad's, he taught me well.
Yeah. But you know what I want to do?
What?
I want to eat our way through the States.
Oh my god.
Through the breakfast chains. Samantha, they have places called like the Waffle House. That's a restaurant.
You hate waffles.
I know, but there'd have to be one on there that I like. I know. They have Cracker Barrel. I thought that was just friggin' cheese. I didn't know it was a restaurant.
It is a restaurant.
They have IHOP. We have IHOP. We have IHOP. Not here. We don't though.
Yeah. I've eaten at it in Kelowna.
Yeah, Perkins. We have somewhere.
Do we?
Yeah. Not in here. Saskatoon. Denny's, which we enjoy.
Yes.
Bob Evans. I think that's sausage. Or Jimmy Dean's or something. Right? Or I don't know. Right? But I bet you they serve sausage.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds like a place where you can get some biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. And then they have what's called the Huddle House. That to me just sounds like love. Just like you walk in and they hug you. That's what that sounds like. Sounds hugging. Like an embrace.
We're hugging.
Yeah, we're at the Huddle House.
I don't want anybody hugging me at breakfast.
Well, I don't think they're going to literally hug you, but I think that it would just be so warm and inviting.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And you
didn't even ask me my top breakfast foods.
Okay, go ahead. Because I got all excited about mine.
No, because you don't care.
I do care.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
No, you don't.
Go ahead.
You make fun of my food all the time.
Because I think you eat weird food.
No, I don't.
I think your food has no rhyme or reason. That's what I make fun of. Right? So your peanut butter and your toast and your banana. All right, Elvis. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay? Just saying. I'm just saying. Right? Okay, tell me yours. I want to know yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tell me yours, Samantha.
Number one?
Yeah.
Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
Going out, Cora's is the best.
Yes.
Grand Slam with blueberry pancakes.
Yes, the Grand Slam.
At Denny's.
Yeah.
My dad's scrambled eggs.
Okay.
Because the way he makes them, it's like the bomb. With he adds cheese and there's milk and he just cooks them the
just a little
way.
Bit of Larry love.
Just a little bit of Larry
and
in
it's
there.
All good to
it's
go.
It's all good.
Good.
Hash browns?
Yeah.
Any kind of hash browns?
It's part of
just not shredded.
Because it's a friend of the potato.
It's a potato.
Right? So you're in love. Okay.
And the tomato, bacon, and goat cheese omelet at Cora's.
I never understand that, man.
Oh, it's yummy.
No.
No, because it has the goat cheese in it.
I don't get it. I don't want my cheese from a goat. I want my cheese from the cow.
And this is why.
That's I'm just saying.
You make fun of my food all the time. Because I'm okay with experimentation.
I know. You are.
And you hate it. Which is why, let's roll back to Michelle. This is why her and I can eat together and you cannot eat with her. She is okay with experimentation.
I meant to bring my bagged lunch and stay in the car. You two enjoy yourself. I'll be here
You're
waiting.
You're allowed to order water right? And shut up and don't complain.
Shut up and don't complain. And I'll have an order of shut up and don't complain. Right? You'll eat it and you'll like it. Right?
It's on Lisa.
I know.
I've known you for like a million years.
You have. And then what happens, right? And then when we go to Cora's, Cora gets mad at me because I'm like, tomato. They're like, tomato or the fruit salad. None. I'm not going to eat any. So I think I'm being responsible by saying, hold it because I don't want to waste it. And they look at me like I'm like horrific. And I'm like, I can't fucking win. I can't win.
You offend the waitress every time you say that.
You think I'm saying, do you have ketchup for my steak? That's the look I get. Like, I'm asking for ketchup and my steak.
Oh, my God. You ask for HP sauce.
Because it's a steak sauce. It's a steak sauce.
To any chef,
I know. I get that. I don't care.
You insult them by Whatever. Adding a sauce.
They insult me by not including a sauce. So it's kind of a give and take there, Samantha.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just
enough of your just saying. Enough of your just saying, right? You know, enough of your just saying.
Okay, so is she going to choose breakfast for us?
I don't know. I haven't asked her. I'll ask. I'll get back to you. Next time I'll come with 3 envelopes of breakfast. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, but now with the weather changing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's supposed to be changing.
Yeah, it's supposed to. Next week, apparently.
We picked this topic before we knew that spring decided to not come yet.
Yeah.
Right?
So
when we picked the topic, spring was coming.
Technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with warmer weather comes Lisa's shifting in food. And this is what happens. So this is why we're talking about breakfast. Because things will change.
Things will change.
Things you eat, which is so weird. Because even though you're like out there, you're like out and proud. I change my food as the season changes.
Yes, I do.
And people, they think they don't.
I think people do. I think people
do. And they don't realize it.
Or admit it.
Yeah.
They're like closet not changers.
They're in the closet.
Don't be in the closet. Be proud. Come on out with me.
Be loud. Be proud. I changed my food with the season.
I changed my food. Mic drop, boom. Right now, the Gibsons, we have a busy 2 weeks right now. The Gibsons right now are so busy eating up our winter food. Right? So, right now in our, as the world knows, right, I don't really cook very well. So, right now in my cupboards, I have 3 jars of spaghetti sauce.
Gotta get them.
Gotta get through them. Gotta get through them. So we're eating the spaghetti. We're saying bye-bye to the lasagna. We don't need as much meat. We don't need as many things as a hamburger because we don't do the meatloaf. Right? And goodbye roast beef.
Ciao.
Making room for the potato salad. Uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. Hello, need a new salad dressing.
Oh, God.
Right? Hello, tomatoes. So excited because I love a good tomato sandwich in the summer. Hello, cucumbers.
Cucumbers are great.
Yeah, and hello, bags of salad. Those are just a few of the things.
You don't look... Okay, let's be honest with the people.
What?
You don't really love the bags of salid.
I love the dressing.
You like the dressing that goes with it.
I do. Dear salad dressing, thank you for making salad bearable. Right? Exactly. And I got some cans of soup I got to get through.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. That, you know what? That reminds me...
Very stressful.
...of our Pennington days... When you would come to work
at the end of the season
with a soup in hand.
Yeah, gotta get through this.
And you're like, every day you'd come with and I'm like, are you ever gonna eat them? And then the staff would eat them.
Staff would eat them.
Because you would just leave them there.
I just leave them. Like my tuna snacks now. In my back room, I have tuna snacks. Help yourself. Right? Because I get tired of them. Right?
Because you get bored of your food.
I get bored of my food. But yes, that's what we're doing, right? Is we're working our way through our food.
That's cool. Uh-huh. You know what I think is ironic, though? Is that last week... When we chose this topic, we had such high hopes.
I know, right? Because
for
it was
warmer weather.
For warmer weather. Who knew that the winter was coming back?
Who knew that it was a big ha 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 on you?
Yeah.
There's no warmer weather.
I wonder if we jinxed it.
Probably.
Maybe.
Way to go.
Because we're like, let's talk about the spring.
Let's talk about no coats.
Yeah. Let's talk about spring, baby. Right? It's like, we thought we were going to do that. I don't know the rest of the song.
No, don't.
But I'm just saying. Right? So I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right?
So the pros and cons of warmer weather.
Samantha, I see you have a school book. I'm sorry, a list. I see you have a list.
Lisa, I came up with a couple of pros and cons.
All right. Hit me.
The pro?
Yeah.
Sunshine in general.
Absolutely.
However, the con is because you got to wear your sunglasses all the time and that ruins the foundation
Nose. We're in sunglasses right now and foundation never even crossed my mind.
It crosses mine.
Wow. Not mine. I don't think I put foundation on my nose. I don't foundate. I do not foundate my nose.
Foundate. Foundate is not a word.
I do not foundate.
It's not a word.
I do not foundate my nose.
All right.
Weird.
Okay. Huh. Okay. The sun warming our skin.
Yes.
That's a pro.
Yes.
However, 5 minutes in.
Fat girls are hot.
Fat girls are sweating.
That's a con.
That's a con.
That's a con. Because fat girls still always got to wear a tank top and then a t-shirt.
It's never quite as freeing as we have.
No.
Like,
no, because at least in the winter when we wear that extra layer, it's cold. In the summer, we keep that layer because we don't want stuff to touch us.
Yeah, and then you're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Another pro. Just hanging outside on a nice day.
Yeah.
Weird tan lines. That you can't get rid of.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, speaking of tan lines, Samantha. Mm-hmm. Remember last summer when we went up to the lake? We went on vacation.
And you became an asshole?
I was an asshole and got burnt.
To a crisp. But so did I. But I think I fared a little bit better.
I got to put the work in to get the tan. Got to put the work in. But here's the thing. Not that this is a visual that anybody should have to picture. But when... Because I was in a tank top, right? Because when we were up at the lake. But now, when I get out of the shower before, you know, whatever... The white where my tank top is still a different color of white than the rest of my white. Is that weird? I can still see. I can still see where my tank top goes.
Oh, my God.
I know. How can pasty white be pastier? That's what's bad, right? So that's the real bad white. I'm like, ooh. That looks better tanned.
Oh, my God. You've scarred yourself.
I know. Yeah.
Because when I read that, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of the summer when I was in university. And I worked outside for a summer. Yep. And... Like, we had a uniform and stuff, but you had to wear shoes and socks.
Yeah.
I had the worst sock tan line. I couldn't get rid of it.
See? And one year in university, I mowed lawns. I must have been...
You mowed a lawn?
I mowed lawns for a whole summer.
Oh, my God!
I mowed lawns for a whole friggin' summer, Samantha.
I can't even visualize that.
I did it.
I can't.
I did it. And it wasn't even a riding lawnmower. It was a pushing one, too, right? And I had, like, really bad tan lines. But you know what? The only good thing I thought? It's like with your watch line, right? I want to tan with my watch on so I can see the work that I put in. That's me in the winter. That's me now. Right? So that's what your sock lines would have done, right?
That's true.
It lets you, it's like it lets you see. It's like looking at your bank account. Oh, that before my paycheck, after my paycheck. Okay. Right? So you can see all the good.
Okay. Yeah. Progress.
I'm okay with tan lines.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. A pro, you get to wear fun, exciting dresses or skirts or just something lighter.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're not that girl.
No, I'm not.
And I'm not that girl.
But I thought it was funny. The con? Gusts of winds up your skirt and up your dress.
And chafing.
Hi, how is your ass?
Yeah, and chafing. Chafing. Right, and you'd be chafing.
Well, for the fat girls, for the fat girls, chafing.
Right? Sorry, I only think in terms of fat. Sorry, friends of the podcast.
Oh my God.
Fat girl problems.
That's okay.
Kind of funny. Are you thinking about wearing skirts and dresses?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
The pro? Nice enough to go for a walk.
Ugh.
The con? Losing the excuse to not have to go for
a walk.
Yeah,
the con. The walk. Right? Yeah.
Just saying.
Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. I don't like that at all.
Pro.
Yep.
Being able to go work outside and enjoy the sunshine.
Okay.
Con. Too distracted to work.
Yeah.
Not just, getting nothing done.
Just tanning. Just standing with my arms out.
Standing there.
Right? So wherever you are. Right, I'm in the middle. Just arms. My or her arms are just tanning. Right?
When we were at the lake, wasn't Barry Sr.'s sister?
Penny.
Penny.
Aunt Penny.
Weren't they laughing at us because we kept changing with the ankle?
Because we kept have lunch here. We'll travel. Right? Because we kept moving every time. I'm sure they were like, do you think they're going to end up here? We certainly could.
It's possible.
Very possible. That's why, like, we gotta be friendly with everybody. Neighbors on both sides got to get to know them, right? Yeah. Don't mind us, Reasons. We're just on your piece of land now because that's where the sun seems to be its most intense. Right?
Yeah, and then what did we discover on the last day?
In August? The furthest away from the water was the best sun.
No. In the water.
In the water, yes.
With the chairs.
In the water.
And I'm like, why didn't we think of this first?
Yeah, but just wait till this year.
Yeah, but then that's how we got our sunburn.
That's why we
our
got
asshole
so...
sunburn.
Yeah.
We were beet red. I got home and I looked myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God.
I know, right? Remember when I had that green stuff? I got to put green shit on my face first before my foundation. Right? And then it's just like wiping off because I'm like,
because it's so hot.
So hot.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It
but you know what? When you only have like X number of days to get that tan in, right? You got to do the work.
Got to do the work.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, I have iced beverages of any kind.
Oh,
there's no contract.
Okay. No.
There just isn't.
No, there's none.
No, because an iced beverage is really just anything.
Absolutely.
That you would enjoy.
So I have a list that I think that you need to know about.
Uh-oh.
And it's called My Weather Turning Nicer Brings. Right?
And what does weather turning nicer bring, Lisa?
A need for Lisa to get new Converse, Samantha.
No, I don't want to go shopping.
Yeah, there's a pair of gray.
No, I don't want to go shopping
listen,
with you.
There's some gray ones and there's some denim looking ones.
No,
and
I don't. No.
I'm going to need, next week is Bay Days, so I'm going to need your advice on which one you think are the coolest.
No, I'm
yep.
Not.
Yep. And then I need some new shirts.
I don't want to do this.
I need a few new pairs.
I don't want to do this.
I need a few new pairs of capris. I need some capris.
Oh, I'm so whining right now. I don't care.
Listen, I need a new tennis racket.
You do not.
I do too.
You don't play tennis.
Maybe I want to.
Really?
Maybe. Seems like a nice outdoor sport.
Okay, I call bullshit.
I'm just saying. I want to look at tennis
rackets.
You are
not running around.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, I forgot you got to do that. Imagine if I could just...
You could stay in place.
Yeah.
And just whatever ball came to you, hit.
Right.
Okay. That would be okay.
Or maybe then I need a new baseball bat for my batting cages.
Okay, well, you did batting cages
last
year. I did.
And then we're going to bat once a week because I'm going to be really, really good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No.
I need to find a new salad dressing. I need to go into the grocery store and pick which one out of the whole wall of salad dressings. I need to pick two. Before
that's
Mike.
That's going to take
no,
so
because
long.
If I don't do it, if you and I don't do that, then I'm going to put it on the grocery list and Mike's going to go pick ranch and Catalina.
What's wrong with ranch and Catalina?
Because I'm going to try something new.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You say you do. Mm-mm. You say you do, but you really don't.
No.
No.
I need
you
to,
really don't.
Yes.
No.
We need to find a new patio. New outdoor patio season?
Fine.
Okay. One with no umbrellas. That's what I'm looking for. The no umbrella.
Oh, my God.
We're not having umbrellas.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I just thought you might want to know 84 days until my vacation in Ottawa.
Woo!
And, ready for this, 123 days till we're back at the cabin.
What?
Yeah! Isn't that crazy?
Oh, did we already book?
we're booked.
Are we?
We're booked in. Absolutely. We're completely booked in.
Thanks, Hilda and Barry.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I think we have to look forward to with the weather.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Seriously?
Seriously.
I don't want to go shopping with you.
Well, you're going to come shopping with
me. You're a little bit of a nightmare.
Well, do I have to get sparkly shoes?
No.
Okay, good. Because I think they're ugly. But they're very you.
Why are we back to my shoes?
Because I'm staring at them. Right? Good thing I got my sunglasses on.
Okay. Let's end this with some pros and cons.
Then. Okay.
Because you were...
Wrap it up, Samantha.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Okay.
That sounded like an ad for a condom. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. One hand.
One hand.
You said this to my nephew.
Your nephew. Those were my words of advice. How did it go? My words of advice for your nephew. He was like turning, I don't know how old he was turning. Old enough to start to worry. Right? Right?
Oh, that's so horrible.
Uh-huh.
She said this to my nephew.
Yeah.
This hand should be doing this, and this hand should be opening the condom.
Right? Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up, Nicholas.
And I was horrified through the whole conversation.
Right?
And he was horrified, too, but I know. Was a good sport.
But was a good sport. And hopefully at some point, if it hasn't already, he's thought, oh, hang on. I know what this hand's supposed to do right now. It's supposed to wrap it up. Right?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Sorry.
All right, your pros and cons.
Okay. Okay. The pro is that we get to wear spring and summer clothes.
Ah.
The con? Winter shrunk my summer and spring clothes.
And you know that's a conversation coming up in the next not too far off future.
Oh, I'm looking at those clothes going, oh, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty.
No.
It's not going to be pretty.
No. Not too pretty. Because you know what's happened.
Okay. And then one last one.
Okay.
Trees and flowers are blooming. Makes things pretty.
Uh-huh.
But what comes with that? Insect, bees, and running around going, please don't sting me. Please don't sting me.
Oh, my God, right? How's something so little, right? And even the mosquitoes, when I wait at the bus, I'm sure that the house across from my bus stop, just, like, I'm sure they wake up early. Let's see what she's doing today, because I'm doing that dance, eh?
Exactly.
And I hate the bees, because they, not the bees, the wasps, they have only one job, and that's to hurt you. That's their goal in life, is to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice.
No.
And the mosquitoes, I get that they have other jobs, but I don't think that the wasp has other jobs.
The wasp doesn't have other jobs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It's only to hurt you.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot. One more.
Okay.
Pro, it gets warmer outside. Con, people start to smell.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, how's the bus in the summer?
The bus is rank. I look forward to it smelling like pot. Right? I hope it just smells like
it's
pot.
It's a somewhat better smell.
At least, and I can locate that, right? I can like, okay, I know that smell. It's the other smells that when I just can't, I'm just not quite sure what they are. Yeah, no.
So, I think that what...
Hopefully, now we just have to wait for the weather to come.
Well, maybe it's because, maybe we have started a trend.
Okay.
That the weather is listening to us.
Oh.
And that it will be
because we have
warmer.
That much power.
We do.
Yeah. I badmouth Mother Nature all the time.
No, but you shouldn't.
Sorry, I
makes
do.
You mad.
Yeah, apparently.
So, what we're hoping for is warmer weather, and we are just crossing our fingers.
Yeah, that it's coming soon.
Maybe next week.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Lisa, do you have an eye shake my head?
I do, Samantha.
What is it?
Okay, so here's what's funny, is that you've heard me talk before about the Hyper Hype Girl and how she sometimes gets herself into awkward conversations with people.
Kind of like you.
Yeah, but I don't pretend to know the people. So here's what happened. There's a couple that come in shopping in her store from Regina.
Okay.
Okay? They're nice enough, but they're a little bit weird. Just a little bit odd. You're not really sure what's going on with them, but just something's a little bit off, eh?
Okay.
But like, hi, like that's good for me, right? Because I, you know, hi. So they're in Michelle's store the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle's talking, but she's busy, right? So she's talking. Before I know it, her awkward conversation... She's dragged me into the awkward conversation.
Oh.
So now there's two of us standing with these two, and it's like, hi, hi. Oh, yeah, I went to Michelle Obama. Oh, yeah. Like trying to think what the hell you can talk about. Oh, I think she's a writer fan. Oh, hey, what do you think about those writers? Right, because that's what we talk about. And I'm just like, and then the hyper hype girl, she screws off. She's gone. So it's me with the creepy, awkward couple.
She left you holding the bag.
Holding the bag. And I'm just like, how is it that your awkwardness got me involved? And that was why I shake my head, because now I'm, whenever I hear, so now we have like this thing back and forth where it's like, hey, Michelle, and she's like, mm-mm, because she knows that that means I'm setting you up for something, right? Right? I was just like, so I shook my head.
That's funny.
I shook my head.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You know? What about you?
Well, mine, unfortunately, has to do with spring break.
Of course.
And
I bet you had a lot of I shake my heads.
Well, there was one that I personally got to participate in, because in our store, we look for lost children.
Right.
In this particular case, I was looking for the lost parent.
Oh, no.
Because this young child, this young girl, was smart enough to go up to one of my employees and say, hi, I don't know where my dad is. Can you help me find him? So, of course, we're going to. That's what we're there for. And off we went on the search. So, the description.
So, you had to find the parents?
Yes. So, because obviously the little girl did not know.
Right.
And.
How old was the kid?
I would say between 8 and 9.
Okay. 8 and 9, eh? So that's young. That's young.
Yeah, it's really young. And she described her dad.
Okay.
Bald, glasses, wearing a black jacket.
Right.
Off we went. Everybody that was working, they went off to different parts of the store. I couldn't find them. I went through the stacks. And I thought, let's try Starbucks.
Oh, right, because you guys have a Starbucks.
We have a Starbucks attached to us. So I went into this. I stood at the Starbucks, looked in. Bald man, glasses, black jacket.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. I think I might have found him. Hang on.
Yeah.
Gets his coffee, comes towards me. Hi, sir. How are you today? Good. Did you happen to come with your daughter today? Yeah. He got a surprised look on his face, like worried. And I said, sir, she thinks you're lost.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, oh, well, I told her where I was going. And I'm like, okay,
she's
well,
eight.
You know what, sir? She thinks that you're lost, but we've got her. So if you'd like to follow me, we're going to go find her.
Yeah.
So I'm being nice.
Wow.
Walking him. And I'm like, hey, Aiden, where are you? And he told me where he was. We went to the front. By then, his face had flushed.
Of course, right?
Beet red. He was beet red.
Wow.
And the little girl was standing by the counter who did the right thing.
Yeah.
She did the right thing. And
of course, especially if she's worried, right? Yeah. I mean, because obviously, right? She's not sure what's going on.
No, she's not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
So we go up to him, go up to her, and he chastises her.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And all I thought was,
the kid's in the wrong.
You're in the wrong.
Yeah.
You are the parent, and you should never leave your child unattended in a public place.
Never.
Because that's what we are. We're a public place.
Yep.
Whenever you go to a mall, whenever you go to a retail outlet, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're not in your own home, it's a public place.
Yeah, we're not your daycare.
No, we're not.
No.
And you should not be chastising your daughter. And I was actually more upset that he chastised his daughter in front of us because it wasn't her fault.
That's crazy.
He's the parent. He's the adult.
Yeah.
Look after your kid.
Exactly.
So that's why I shake my head.
Wow.
And I just think, don't.
Do a better job, parent.
Do a better job.
Exactly. So this week, Samantha, we have something new that we're trying.
Oh,
so our friends Matt and Phil from the Semi-Intellectual Musings podcast, they're doing a mini-series on chronic pain and illness, and it's called Chronicity.
Okay.
So they sent us a little thing that they wanted us to play.
Okay.
And I said, of course we will, because we're those people, right?
If we
can help
people.
You, we will. So everybody, listen to this. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting topic.
Chronicity. A state of prolonged duration, recurrent, habitual, chronic.
A new mini-series on chronic pain and illness by your friends Matt and Phil from Semi-Intellectual Musings.
We go beyond medical diagnosis to explore the often forgotten political, social, and personal sides.
You'll hear stories from extraordinary people overcoming extraordinary challenges.
Authors, entrepreneurs, volunteers, coaches, and caregivers.
They are so much more than their diagnoses, yet each have found ways to persevere.
You'll also hear some familiar voices from the indie podcast community.
Showing that art, creativity, and passion are possible while living in chronicity.
These stories and more starting April 1st at thesim.podbean.com.
Cool.
Awesome. So what we'll do too is we'll tweet it out with their information so people can check it out. Give it a listen. I think that's an important topic.
That is a good topic.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. All the best to that.
Yeah. Congrats. Okay. Next week's topic.
Whoa. Samantha, we have a milestone.
We do.
It's a big one.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, and that's a big deal for us.
It is a big deal. And in next week's episode, we're going to do some fun stuff.
Yes.
We're going to maybe critique some stuff.
Of our own.
Of our own.
We have some participation from other people.
Yeah, and we have a secret to divulge.
We have a reveal.
Yeah, we do.
We have a big reveal.
Yeah.
I tell you, if that doesn't keep you waiting on bated breath, friends of the podcast, nothing's going to. It's big. You can't even imagine.
Woo!
So big. 1 year, hey?
1 year.
Whoa, where'd the time go?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Still
hanging with you. Still hanging with you, Samantha.
Way to go.
Way to go. I can't wait.
Okay, so if you love this podcast, if you like to listen to us banter back and forth and laugh ridiculously because Lisa comes up with something stupid like Dink and Sink.
Dink and Sink.
To just name one. You can go to Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And you can pledge a dollar or up to
25.
25 bucks.
Yep.
And $1 gets you a shout out and $5 gets you early access.
Early access. You can also go to the Podbean. If you listen to us through Podbean, you'll see when you pull up the episode, you'll see Sam's mug. It's got a little red bag over top of it. You click on that, same type of deal.
Yeah. So, you know, we do the podcast because we talk to each other regardless, but we do this to give you guys an hour of fun and lighthearted banter. Like we've always said, we're just here to bring a little joy to your life.
Yeah, make your life a little less stressful for 1 hour a week.
1 hour a week.
Yeah.
You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, and Google Play. And our social media handles are Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Come find us.
Lisa, I think that's it.
Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.